This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For those who think their cars are a refuge, that we can't see you when you're singing at the top of your lungs as you drive along, or doing your makeup or shaving at a traffic light, first of all, we can see you. Second of all, this next story is for you. A group of 11 big car makers has come out with a set of consumer privacy protection guidelines. In essence, they promise that, don't worry, there will be limits to the ways in which their cars will spy on us and who will get the information that they collect. They include rules for geolocation, where you are. Also, information on driver behavior, like how fast you drive, whether you're wearing a seatbelt, and biometric data as well. How creepy will the cars of the future be? Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
A modern car is already a computer. It records all kinds of stuff. Take it to the mechanic, he plugs into a port and gets diagnostics.
That data used to be in your car. You went into the dealer, he had to plug in. It wasn't being sent anywhere.
That's Jules Polonetsky from the Future of Privacy Forum. Now that cars can connect directly to the internet, there's more data to float out there. Some of that data is already floating. Lori Rectanis wrote a Government Accountability Office report on location-based services in cars.
You're driving along and advertisements will come up for certain hotels that we use. We look at that. We go, how did they know that? How did they know that we would be interested in that?
She says the GAO did not find GPS navigation companies selling consumer location data to advertisers, but they could, and they could get hacked. Li Tian is an attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. He asks, what if you're going to Planned Parenthood or an AA meeting? Or what if the car could record what you and your passenger are doing and saying?
Coworkers, colleagues, friends, family, a lot of conversations, a lot of activity inside the car.
There's also the question of how you drive. You want your car to be able to issue a speeding ticket? The new privacy principles don't impress Ed Markey. He's a U.S. senator from Massachusetts who's pushed for federal legislation to protect privacy in cars. Yes, the principles make some promises not to share information with just anyone. However,
principles do not provide consumers with a choice whether sensitive information is collected in the first place.
If you don't want anyone to track you through your phone, you can always turn it off. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.